Wednesday, June 8th, tribal leaders from across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta came together for what many thought was a long-overdue discussion on the state of AVCP's finances. Harold Napoleon, tribal delegate and former AVCP president, says the organization is like a sinking ship without a captain.
It should be of a very great concern to the Yupik people, the condition and the shape that AVCP is in.
Napoleon says that the board chairman told delegates that AVCP came close to bankruptcy in November of 2015, but neglected to inform their board of directors until last week. During December of 2015, a month later, the organization laid off 30 of its employees. They cited, quote, current economic trends, unquote, as their reason in a press release. These layoffs happened just months after the organization received more than $9 million in a settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice. Last week's meeting is the first time that the full board has met since then, after administration canceled February's meeting. A delay which Napoleon says was admitted by the chairman to be intentional.
He admitted that they were withholding information. They were withholding information from their own board members.
During that time, Napoleon says that other groups have taken interest in the matter.
They told their board members that they were undergoing audits. They admitted that.
Napoleon says that AVCP is being investigated by at least three different auditors, but he says that the executive board did not tell delegates which companies were doing the auditing. The audits come after a series of leaked emails in January of 2016 revealed AVCP mishandled federal grants to fund administrative salaries, and at least $1 million went from the AVCP TANF account to fund the company's flight school. TANF is a federal program to help needy families with strict spending regulations. A flight school would be outside those guidelines, and AVCP had been warned it was against the rules.
But they did not deny it. They agreed, yes, they did take TANF funds and use them for the flight school.
Despite months of waiting, Napoleon says delegates still don't have the whole picture.
They were not able to provide numbers because their chief financial officer was not there.
The biggest unknown, Napoleon says, was who authorized the reallocation of TANF funds, as well as investments in real estate like the now-closed Athlonovic Hotel. Napoleon says that the administration told delegates they didn't know who signed off on these deals. These admissions come just a month after AVCP President Myron Nanning retired. Nanning made no indication of AVCP's financial trouble in an interview discussing his retirement with Alaska Dispatch News, but Napoleon says he must have known.
He's been president for 24 years. As president, he knew or should have known all this information in those 24 years. But I can't say that he knew specifically where every penny was, but he was the president.
These announcements are deeply concerning for the future of the organization, says Napoleon.
I think, as someone who's been around AVCP since its inception, that I believe that the organization is lost. The 56 villages need to determine where it's going. It just cannot continue on this way. And it affects the health and well-being of all of our people because it's an instrument that we created to advance our causes and our concerns. If it's lost, then in a sense, we are lost.
KYUK spoke with two other delegates who confirmed the accuracy of Napoleon's statements, but who didn't want to go on record. Myron Nanning did not respond to phone calls for comment. AVCP acting president Mike Hoffman declined to comment, and AVCP board chairman Henry Hunter declined to comment as well. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.